This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Tomatoes are by far the top planted garden crop. For central Kansas, mid-July is the typical harvest date. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, says this growing season has been somewhat challenging. Greg, you were mentioning to me the fact that it's been kind of an up and down season for tomato growers, and I assume one of the problems has been the weather itself.
Yes, plants definitely are regulated by temperatures and their chemical reactions and how they grow and function. And so we've had hot weather, which sometimes is good, but sometimes not beneficial. And we've also had cool temperatures as far as in my area, 58 degree low felt good. But for warm season crops like tomatoes, that's not necessarily good growing conditions. So we've really had ups and downs with our tomato crop in particular this year.
In terms of moisture, has that been good or bad?
In my area, it has been plentiful and haven't had to do any extra watering. And tomato, as they continue to grow and develop, do typically get a fairly deep root system. And so you may need to just probe the soil around your tomato plants before you turn that irrigation on and see if they really need moisture, because they're designed to get moisture out of the soil. And so we don't necessarily need to pamper warm season vegetables at all.
Now, fruit that was set before the heat wave arrived, that's fine, but what happened, I guess, maybe during that heat wave?
Yeah, so if we get temperatures typically above 95 degrees, which we've already had, that really doesn't allow for that pollen tube to grow and develop the fruit when it's blooming. And so those basically don't happen. And so we need to get cooler temperatures. And so you may, even though your tomatoes are blooming, they may not set fruit when it's extremely high. And also it gets too cool. And so 58 degrees really isn't conducive for that pollen growth as well. And so you may have a lull in your harvest come 30 or 40 days down the road, but you just need to hang in there because typically our weather conditions will be appropriate and give us some fruit eventually. But right now, there's been very little fruit set on a lot of our tomato plants, and so I just want to encourage you to hang in there.
And is that one of the reasons why we also encourage people to do some staggered plantings?
Yeah, that can, as far as their maturity dates and getting them to bloom so you can stagger. Tomatoes may not be needed to stagger as much as some of the other warm season or other crops, but if you find a healthy tomato plant, you definitely could still plant that in the ground and get a harvest later in the season.
We also often see some disease problems about this time of the year. Anything popping up that you've seen so far?
So when we get into more mature tomato plants, they're doing a lot of things. They're blooming, they are setting their fruit, they're developing their fruit, and so there's usually less resources available for disease management. And so once you start to see some fruit developing and all those things are going on, then you're likely going to start to see some spotting of your lower leaves. And we have a couple different diseases that can blow in, storms and things like that, and you may start to see that develop. There are fungicides that you can apply to protect tissues. You could pick some of those leaves off. You want to get good air circulation. That's one of the main things. So maybe it's too late now, but if you planted and spaced your tomatoes farther apart, a lot of us here in Kansas like to use a cage around our tomato plant, and so we don't need to actually plant them in a row. We could space our tomatoes in the corners of the garden and get some good airflow around. But if you have lots of them, you may do a stake and weave or other system where you do have them in a row, so you don't get as good of airflow around the plants. And so removal of the leaf tissue, if you see spotting, black spots on the leaves, brown spots, you can remove those or use a fungicide. And it's typically when you get everything going on at the same time. And so if your tomatoes are getting to that stage, just be aware of it. There's a little bit of benefit by mulching our plants for disease pressure. You may still get some splashing of the spores up from the soil or from the lower leaves, and that's what we're looking at. But mulching's a good idea for weed management maybe and for moisture, but it may not do real well as far as disease management for us.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with tips on caring for tomatoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.